Reformed Church.
I remember growing up hearing about people that would say that you sort of have this time of preparation with the Lord, where the Lord downloads you with all this truth and he's showing you all this stuff. And then after that time of preparation, people would even share things about, you know, things that they went through where all of a sudden they stopped, felt like they stopped hearing God, or they didn't hear God the same way anymore. And their reasoning behind that was the fact that, well, there's just this time of preparation where the Lord was giving them all this truth, and then, like, now it's not that time of preparation. And, you know, it's funny, because that is the mistake there is not that, well, God speaks to us all the time. God always speaks to us. That's not the mistake there. The mistake is through whom you receive. That's the mistake, because it's not that just, well, I know that I can still hear from God. That's not a good reason, because by ourselves we can't hear from God, right? By ourselves, you have no right to the truth of the gospel in your heart. So to explain away the fact that when someone might say, well, you were just, you know, hearing from God this way because that was a time of preparation, or you were just receiving this from God because it was a special move of God, or you just received this from God because that was just a special anointing was moving that night. All of these different things, or for that matter, even when people say, right, about, oh, the reason why God's not judging people right now is just because we live in a dispensation of grace. You see, the reason why people receive many times is owed to other things besides Jesus. You owe it to a dispensation of grace. You owe it to a special anointing was moving. You owe it to that time of preparation. You owe it to a special move of God. But the thing is, when you know why, through whom you receive, that's actually what discounts all of that stuff. Because the thing, the reasoning that kept me from, you know, where I felt a change at first, there was a point in time where I used to, you know, spend all day with the Lord. I mean, that was basically my Bible college, was just doing that. And then I felt something change, something happened, like, you know, in a weird way, where I would go on walks all day, and all of a sudden I couldn't go on walks anymore. And I honestly had every opportunity there, and I really did, you know, battle with that a little bit in my mind at the time. Of course, not like because I had to, but for lack of knowledge, with, oh shoot, is this what people were telling me? And there was a hesitancy there. But the thing that kept me knowing that I could receive truth from the Lord, and it wasn't like everything that everyone had told me, was not, well, you know, I have, you know, a God that, you know, he still speaks to me and I can still hear from him. It was that I know through whom I receive, and I don't receive because of a time of preparation. I receive truth, and I have the rights to that because Jesus makes me qualified for that. It's his work at the cross, and his work at the cross is still applicable. He died for sins for all time, and I know I can receive the truth because of Jesus. The Bible says right in Revelation that Jesus is worthy of wisdom and power and glory, and it goes on with all the things that he's worthy of. And then it says, I think it's Revelation chapter 5. Did I say Romans? Hopefully I said Revelation. But Revelation chapter 5, he says that we also have been made worthy with him to walk with him in white. And so we have Jesus' worthiness. And if Jesus is worthy of power and wisdom, and we have his worthiness, that means that we've been made worthy to receive his wisdom through his blood. We've washed our garments in blood. We've cleansed ourselves in with his blood to be made worthy, not of ourselves, but of him, to receive wisdom. And that's why when Jesus, the Lamb of God, was found wise enough in Revelation, worthy enough in Revelation to receive this wisdom and to open the seals and to see what was in the scroll, because that just represented wisdom that was hidden that only the Father could know, because hidden in that scroll were the seven seals. It's like seven locks on this scroll that were broken. That in that scroll represented all the wisdom that Jesus had said in his earthly ministry that only the Father could know, because that had to do with times and dates and things that were to do with the last days. And Jesus said, you know, not even the angels know, the Son of Man doesn't even know these things, but only the Father knows. And even when he was asked in Acts chapter 1 about different times that pertaining to his kingdom, Jesus even said, you know, it's not in your power to know these things, but you're going to receive power to know these things very soon when you receive that from on high. And so, to get back to Revelation, though, what he said was that it was a worthiness problem why no one could receive this knowledge, but Jesus was found worthy in his righteousness to receive this knowledge and truth from the Father. But it says in Revelation 5 that we also have been made worthy like Jesus, and that's why John every time Jesus was shown something, I've told you guys before, right? Every time Jesus was shown something about the end times and prophecy and things that no one else could know, the one of the four living beasts, I believe it was, turned to John and said, come and see. And that is God's invitation to you always, is that you can come and see too. You're allowed to come and see everything that Jesus sees, but he has to see it first, right? Which he already has seen everything now, but because he's our forerunner. But when Jesus saw something, Jesus is the proof that of what you can receive in your life, because he received what he received as he is right now because of his righteousness. And if you have his righteousness, that means if he receives it first, he's the proof that his righteousness is good enough to receive something. And if his righteousness is good enough and worthy enough to receive something, you know you could receive it too, because you got his same worthiness and righteousness, right? So he would break a seal, look at it, and then the four living beasts would say, John, you can come and see now. Not even because the four living beasts was even saying that he could even see it, but John, you can come and see now. Because we have the worthiness of Jesus uniquely above all other creatures or created things in the universe. We have the righteousness of Jesus. And so whatever he's qualified for, we're qualified for through the cross. And that right there is your reason and surety for why you can receive. It's because you have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It has nothing to do with you, has nothing to do with a special time, has nothing to do with a special anointing, has nothing to do with any of that. It's not by our works, it's through Jesus' work, through his worthiness and his righteousness that we always know, if he received it, I can come and see too. If he's working in something, I can work in that too. Because it's not by my worthiness of my works, it's by the worthiness of Jesus' work that I can receive. And so that's the thing that keeps you from being shaken on, you know, oh, can I receive the truth now? You know, someone told me that you can only receive truth for, or at least, you know, in this big way, you can only receive truth for this designated period of time. Oh, can I receive truth now? Or I did something wrong. Can I receive truth now? Or can I receive this now? All of that, what enables you to never be shaken from that is the worthiness of Jesus. And that's what he told John when knowing that Jesus, he said that there was, John actually cried at first because, and I'll just wrap up with this, but John actually cried at first because no one was found worthy to break the seals. That means that nobody had the righteousness of themselves, no created being, no angel, no one, but the Father at the time had the worthiness to be able to receive, in this case, truth from God, but this applies to everything. No one had the worthiness to be able to receive that, and John cried because of it, because he didn't really realize that it was then said afterwards that the Lamb of God, though, was found worthy. That despite the fact that he was in our sin and took our unworthiness on himself at the cross, that he paid for that sin, and the fact that he was cleansed of our sin was proof that his payment was enough to cleanse a person. And the fact that he received all of this glory and wisdom and power and et cetera, through that righteousness that he has sort of regained through his sacrifice now, through that worthiness, Jesus was able to receive everything that the Father had. And again, anytime Jesus receives something through his worthiness, it's always a testament to what we can receive through that same worthiness. And so that's why Jesus is our door. Never, ever use, seeing as Jesus is our surety, based on what he's done at the cross, he's what makes us sure, never, ever use anything else, I mean anything in the whole world, ever, as an excuse for why you can receive. Don't ever point to, I can receive because of this or because of that. Whenever someone asks you, how do you know you can receive this? Don't just say because God's a good God. Don't just say because God is love. Don't use an excuse about something about God, about the Father, and something about or something about you, or something about a time period, or something about somebody else. Because the truth of the matter is, you don't receive through the Father. You receive from the Father. You don't receive through yourself. You don't receive through somebody else, and you don't receive through a time period or a special anointing. You receive through. That's what the word mediator means. So an in between you and the Father through which you can enter, right? Through the veil, through Jesus and his sacrifice. He's what makes you worthy to receive from the Father. And that's why you can always be confident and sure, because you receive through Jesus. So anytime someone would ever ask you, how do you know you can receive this? How do you know that, you know, you can receive this for your body? How do you know you can receive this in your life? How are you confident you can have this particular hope for your future? How do you know that, you know, you can receive the goodness of God? The answer, there's only one correct answer there, is, and that's, it's through Jesus. It's through what he did at the cross. That's it. You can't say anything else. If you say God's a good God, that's a wrong answer. It's so very wrong. God's a good God, that's the goodness that you are receiving, but that's not the reason why you receive. The reason why you receive is because that good God sent his son. It's because of Jesus. Sometimes, you know, in the kids' church, you know, back in the day, we'd ask a question, say, oh, you know, anyone know the answer to this? And they would just say Jesus. And like, okay, well, the name Jesus is not always the correct answer to everything. You're like, okay, you know, what's the one thing that we have to do, you know, as New Covenant believers? Jesus. You're like, well, that's not quite right. I appreciate the Jesus-centeredness, but that's not quite right. But I will say that's always the answer when someone asks you, how do you know you can receive? If you can say Jesus, no one can ever shake you from your confidence of receiving. And just so you know, that's going to help you receiving a whole lot. If that becomes your answer, if that is so ingrained in your mind that you know my reason for receiving every single day is because of Jesus, that is akin to, you guys know this here, but that is akin to opening the door to your receiving when you know it's because of Jesus, right? Won't explain all that, but when you recognize that it's through Jesus that you receive, recognizing it's through the righteousness that he provides through the cross and not your own works or anybody else, that's like opening the floodgates to your receiving by knowing that. Not many people say that. Lots of people can teach on healing and all these other things, but not many people's first answer is, how do you know you can receive these things? Well, it's part of the Abrahamic covenant. Well, it's part, no. It's because of Jesus. When that's on the tip of your mind, you're going to receive big receiving in your life. That's what separates Christianity from everything else, is we receive through Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.